The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hardest part about it is knowing that you only have 7 days.
Yeah.
Because that's freaky. Like, what do you do with that week?
Yeah.
You're like, and then you don't believe it either.
Yeah.
So it's like you don't really use your time wisely.
Oh, for sure.
Because
you spend at least 2 days being like, is this real? is exciting. This podcast,
it is very exciting and scary
guys. Welcome to another episode of
Katie Afraidy.
I will still be your host, Katie Hettenbach. That's me. Hi,
hilarious, the wonderful, the Elvis Presley lover.
Mm-hmm. Macy Isaacs.
Yes. I was talking to my mom on the phone, and I was asking her opinion on something, and she said, well, it's like Dr. Phil always says. And she paused. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Mom? She goes, I can't remember what he says. And she couldn't remember. And I was like, oh, well, now what do I do with this information?
Yeah.
So I Googled a lot of Dr. Phil's things.
Like, was this what you meant?
Yeah. And she was like, no. And then like a week later, I was on the phone with my therapist. I still do it by phone because she moved out of state. Mm-hmm. That's not important to the story.
Yeah, that's okay.
But she goes, and it's like Dr. Phil always says, I swear. And she goes, she quoted Dr. Phil and said, you teach people how to treat you.
Okay.
And I could not believe that in that moment, my life came sort of full circle and that answer had been solved, like had been answered. Mm-hmm. That question had been answered. And I asked my mom and she said, yes, that was what
I was
going
to say. Was that? She's like, no, not
that
one.
No, not that one. That would be funny too. That would be a good episode. But no, this was just a good moment to finally have the answer.
That's good. I'm so glad that. And your therapist, you know?
And my therapist and my mom don't know each other. So...
Everything's connected.
I know.
Everything makes sense.
Everything makes sense. Everything is good.
Everything's good. Everything's great. So when initially we did the 12 days of Krampus, we had you do The Shining, but you're like, oh, this movie terrified me as a child.
Yes.
I would love to do it. And I was like, we will bring you back.
And you followed through.
Oh, I followed through. Oh,
yeah.
It might be 7-8 months later.
Oh, that's not a big deal. Time is no.
Time isn't real.
No.
But you were terrified as a child over this movie, The Ring.
Mm-hmm.
2002.
Yes. And I believe I watched it in 2003-ish, maybe. It was still fresh.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I don't know. Would it be on DVD? Or was it VHS? No, it was DVD by then.
Yeah,
it was DVD by then. You could still, if you had a VHS, you would still be able to play it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I watched it over at a friend's house. It was like a sleepover, and I closed my eyes the whole time, except for one time I opened my eyes, and I've learned after rewatching, it was when Naomi Watts is outside and the train goes by behind her, and that's when I opened my eyes and I screamed because the train scared me. So I just closed my eyes the rest of the movie. And you know what? I slept just fine after watching it now as an adult.
Yeah.
I watched it at night, too.
Oh.
Lights off.
Wow.
I know. I'm pretty tough.
I'm so
is what I've learned.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
So proud of you. I feel like it's interesting, those movies that scare us as kids, and you watch them now and you're like, okay, I can see why I was scared, but like I'm an adult now, like that doesn't like scare me as much.
Right. And I think I actually was more scared by not watching it. I think closing my eyes was worse.
Yeah, because you don't, your imagination's taking over. You probably thought the movie was about trains.
Yeah, I thought it. Yeah.
Open your eyes and there's just a train.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't look into the train. Yeah. Kind of thing. Yeah, I think, and that's a good metaphor for life because, you know, sometimes your mind makes it worse than it really is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually enjoyed watching it.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Where is it in your life, The Ring?
The Ring? I think I watched it. I think I've watched pieces of it. I don't think I've ever watched the full thing through. I think I've watched it like when it was on like TV and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like it'd be like, oh, it's like the last 20 minutes of The Ring.
Mm-hmm.
At that
it's
time.
An easy watch.
It's an easy, yeah. It's an easy chill watch. Just throw jump in 20 minutes.
Like great quotes. Yeah.
It's really, you know, it's an easy movie. Just jump in at any point. Mm-hmm. You'll pick it up. But it was at that point in my life when I didn't care about like movies as much. So I would just jump in anywhere. But now I'm like, nope, I need to watch it from the beginning. I need to do that unless I know the movie by heart. And it's like, any Adam Sandler movie, you can just jump in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's fine. But, like, The Ring, I think you need to start from the beginning
You'll have a lot of questions. Even if you watch the whole thing, you still have questions. So you kind of need to watch it from the beginning.
Yeah. But this was my first time, like, actually sitting down and watching the full thing. And it was interesting. It was a fun watch, though.
And then I, you know, obviously did not know it was Naomi Watts, did not know it was the dad from Succession,
Adam Brody.
Adam Brody.
Makes a little cameo.
Amber Tamblyn in the beginning. That was really fun.
That was wild. The opening with the two girls.
Yeah.
My first instinct was, why are they in
Catholic school uniforms?
That I was just more like, why are they in button-ups hanging out, you know, like Catholic school? But then I realized that that's because it's, you know, originally this was a Japanese horror film. I think it was called Rangu.
Okay.
Rango.
Okay.
In like the 90s. And this was
I knew it was originally Japanese. Yeah. So why does that have to do with button-ups?
Because the Japanese school uniforms.
Okay. Because I went to Catholic school. Mm-hmm. So when I watched it, I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you do change after, if you wear a uniform to school, you change because you want to be more comfortable. But sometimes you're too tired and you just keep it on.
Okay.
So I think that was, you know, their situation, especially because one of them wasn't at their house. So they didn't have their clothes.
Yeah.
So she just came over after school.
Yeah.
But they were untucked. Yeah, you know, they were loose.
They're hanging out. Yeah. Yeah. They're getting crazy, untucked and unbuttoned, but only the three buttons in the middle and not the top or the bottom.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. Because,
essential thing.
Yes, of course.
But that was the weird thing that I initially saw. And I was like, why am I stuck on this part? You know? I don't know. I was like, the first thing, why are they in button-ups? I'm stuck. I'm already confused. Yeah. That's okay. That's fine.
It was pretty quick though. I'd say we're out of button-ups pretty soon.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry
and
about that too long.
They Katie is her name. And I was every time I said Katie, fun. I was like, my name's Katie.
Do you jolt every time they say it?
Sometimes I'm like, that's me. And I'm like, oh, it's another person.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, but she explains like, oh, you know, my friends and I watched this creepy video 7 days ago. You watch it and, you know, you get a phone call and it says you have 7 days and then you die or whatever. That video itself is...
That's scary.
Terrifying. It's very... I wrote like down, I was like German expressionism slash film school bullshit.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a teenager sort of who made it, right? So, and it shows.
Yeah.
I mean, it was freaky, but it was, it was a art trying to be artistic.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And I like the thing of now we've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah. I feel like the only way to watch this movie is on, like, with a DVD or with a VHS or something.
I know.
Because that's, if you saw it in theaters, I feel like it doesn't get the same effect.
That's true. Because I watched it streaming now.
Yeah.
Right? And so they can't get me.
Yeah.
Because I didn't watch a tape.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How would that, that's interesting. How would that work if it was?
Yeah. Also, I just realized that was a dumb, remember earlier when I was like the DVD question? They used a tape in that movie. I think DVDs obviously existed.
Yeah.
But they were still using tape.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
Just something that I could have answered my own question.
That's okay. Yeah. No, that's okay. This is what this podcast is all about. Okay. Answering your own questions.
Got it.
It's beautiful. It's brilliant. See? Full circle.
Yeah. Once again, we'll do another circle in a bit.
We got it. We got it. I love that Katie walks around the house and then she's like, oh, I'm scared, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then she actually gets the phone call and the water coming from the room.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, I was like, why are you going to go there? Don't go in the room. Mm-hmm. So my question to you is, would you go in the room?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't watch the tape though.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now I'm thinking, so she got Katie's Amber Tamblyn.
Yeah. I believe so. Yeah.
So she got the call 7 days ago, right?
Yeah.
Did she get another call?
That's what I was confused about.
No, that was a fake one.
That was a fake
one. She was just like joking with her friend.
Scared.
Right. No, I wouldn't go towards, but I guess if like something's leaking, you know, if you're thinking, oh no, my plumbing.
Oh no,
I need to call a plumber. You first have to look
at
where it's coming from so you can tell the plumber under the sink or whatever.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe I would go in
and
assess the the situation.
And then, you know, instantly you get... We don't actually see what Samara does to them. We see the aftermath, but we don't see how she does it.
I actually think something, too, that doesn't scare me about this movie is it's really not a bad way to die. It's really quick.
Yeah.
And obviously, you're not pretty to look at once it happens.
Yeah.
But that's why it's a closed casket.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they did for all of her victims.
You cremate.
Yeah, cremate. Yeah. Yeah. And it's quick and I think the hardest part about it is knowing that you only have 7 days.
Yeah.
Cause that's freaky. Like, what do you do with that week?
Yeah.
And then you don't believe it either.
Yeah.
So it's like, you don't really use your time wisely.
Oh, for sure.
Because is this real?
Yeah. You spend at least 2 days being like, is this real?
And then your nose bleeds and you're like, I think it's still... I get nosebleeds.
Like, that's a normal human.
Yeah, I went to the mountains.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And the way that Katie was reacting to this stuff, like, so, like, oh, I'm not going to die.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly this was her seventh day. Like, throughout the movie, we see
things happen.
So has she just not seen those things happen?
I don't know. I know as a teenager you're very busy.
Yeah.
You know,
hormones and
you know, she probably just was so overwhelmed for like a biology test.
True.
That she saw things, but she didn't have time, you know.
Yeah. She has to study.
I'm sure she was a volleyball player. And
she seems volleyball, right? Yeah, yeah.
And so she probably had a game.
Yeah.
And so she probably thought, oh, maybe that's just somebody in the audience, like in the stands. But no, it was a vision.
It's a vision.
Yeah.
It's real. It's Samara, who also, I don't know if you knew this.
I'd love to know.
That the little girl who played Samara is the voice of Lilo and Stitch. Or Lilo. From Lilo and Stitch.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great fun fact.
So
wait, that little girl, because she didn't really talk a lot in
but when you hear her talk, it's Lilo.
That's really funny.
And you're like, Ohana means family.
Ohana means family. A Hawaiian roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
That's great. And for my Elvis shirt, that's great. Bring up Lilo and Stitch. There's another circle.
Wow. Okay.
Which
circle's ring?
The ring.
Is a circle.
It is. I do have a big question for you that I need you to explain.
Okay.
So, the mom
of
Samara.
Yes.
She had a lot of miscarriages.
Yeah.
Was trying to get pregnant, couldn't get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And then the psychiatrist says they came back and they adopted this girl.
Mm-hmm.
But then when Naomi Watts is going through paperwork, she sees some paperwork that says, I didn't realize this, but I was reading online afterwards. It says it's actually their biological daughter.
The
succession dad and the mom.
Okay.
Like they really gave birth to that.
Okay.
To Samara.
Yeah.
Samara. Do you know if that she was adopted or not? Because I didn't catch that. I thought she was adopted.
I thought she was.
Or did you? I thought you thought actual daughter?
I thought actual daughter.
Well, I mean, that's what online said, but I just believed the psychiatrist. I felt like she made it sound like they just came back and had this, like they got the daughter.
Yeah.
And adopted her.
Because it seemed like, well, because the mom was always like, oh, I want this kid. I want this kid.
It's like she made a deal with the devil,
and
I guess.
And she's like the, yeah, she might have like, you know, whatever she did to like
get pregnant.
Please, I'll do anything at that point. And then the husband was like, I don't know.
That's a story I want.
Yeah.
Wouldn't like, that be an interesting like prequel is how she got pregnant? It's kind of Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah.
A little bit. I would like. Have you watched that for this podcast?
I've watched it, but not for the podcast.
It's pretty scary. That scared me.
That movie's terrifying.
As an adult. Yeah. Because that's, you know, it's not like a quick death. That's like you gave birth to Satan.
Yeah.
That's bad. That sticks. That stays with you.
That makes me not want to have children.
No, well, especially because kids these days, they don't move out at 18.
Yeah.
They so stay Satan, if your kid's Satan, they're in the basement
they're
forever.
In the basement forever.
You
yeah.
can't get rid of them.
No. Mm-mm. They, and they're, you know, consuming souls.
Yeah.
And you're like, Jeremy, hey,
right.
you can't do this. I don't know why you'd name it Jeremy.
Jeremy?
I don't know.
Kind of could be devil-y. I could see Jeremy.
Or, you know, it's still your son. But
yeah.
But
well, it could be half.
Is it a grown man?
No, I think he grows up.
Is it a baby?
I think, yeah.
And he lives forever then?
Mm-hmm.
Or does he have like a normal human life because he came out of a human?
Mm-hmm.
These are questions
I think he's half, so.
Okay.
A half-blood prince situation. Ooh, I don't, so okay. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so he lives maybe like 500 years and not 1,000.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But he gives birth to more. He doesn't.
Okay, got
well,
it.
Well, maybe he does. Maybe
he's like a
he's his own
seahorse.
Yeah, he's his own.
Yeah,
create like he. Yeah, he is she.
Seahorse.
They're only one seahorse gender.
No, seahorse is
the boys.
Male seahorses give birth,
but there are still girls.
Yes.
And they go to work or
yes, they do the
it's
work.
It's very gender. Sorry. The gender norms are very like 1950s. It's just swapped.
Yes.
Whew. So the seahorses, the men seahorses, they're tired. They're in the kitchen all day.
They're like,
I've seen Mad Men. It's not easy.
The wife comes home just making a sandwich.
Drunk. They've been drinking all day at the office.
God, all
for
day.
Some reason, that's okay.
They have a hot male secretary.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They've been hanging out with a little bit too long at the office.
Yep.
Hard days at the
and,
office.
And, you know, this male seahorse just have to turn a blind eye.
Turn a blind eye. Yep.
God, what a hard life.
God, to be a seahorse.
Well, they'll have their men's lib in like 10 years and they'll be okay.
Yeah.
They're just behind the times.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well.
I didn't know that. Thank you for letting me know about seahorses.
I got you. We got off on.
Well, it's actually. It makes sense because horses are a big part of the ring.
What a great. Look at you transitioning and tying it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which.
I didn't like. That part really bothered me, actually.
The horse death.
Mm-hmm. Suicide. Really, that was the worst part of the movie for me.
That got me.
Especially because they did have to rile up the horse somehow.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they upset it so much.
Yeah. And also, like, I don't know. Obviously the horse is alive or probably.
Right.
Or the horse is fine.
Still had a bad day.
Bad day on set.
Yeah.
But also to see it in the water and struggling, like, it's different.
And it was, and it didn't look real, but it did.
It did. And, like, I would have rather them, like, shoot the horse. I would rather seen
that. Oh, yeah. Then. I would rather the horse have been smarred.
Yeah.
Like the victims.
Anything.
Than jumping for its life and then getting caught in the propeller and then bleeding out.
That's terrifying.
And then the girl, my horse.
My horse. Yeah.
No.
And then she's just screaming and then this.
Yeah. That was. And I guess the horse just freaked out because he could sense, right?
Yeah.
Naomi Watts had the situation. Or, yeah, something was wrong. Okay.
Which is just it's so sad. I was like, not the horse scene. I want the horse scene. Jesus fuck. Mm-hmm.
Horses must have, well, horse sense. You're a little too young. But
horse sense, yeah.
You remember horse sense? Yeah. Okay. So they must really know what they're sensing.
Yeah.
If they had a whole original movie called Horse Sense and now in the ring, they're freaking out.
Yeah. They always say that horses, like, you're supposed to be calm around them because they can, like, sense your energy.
I feel like I heard Whitney Cummings on a podcast talk about she works a lot with horses.
Yeah, she's a huge horse girl.
Yeah.
Her entire house is filled with horses. She has a horse bedroom.
So don't say, have you seen The Ring? If I ever run into her,
yeah,
don't
like,
lead with
have you
that.
Seen The Ring?
There's you like horses? Have you seen The Ring?
There's a bunch of stuff with horses. It's super fun.
Beautiful horses.
Beautiful, stunning stallions. Mm-hmm. Stunning.
They are.
I mean, they are beautiful, but mm-hmm. they meet a quick demise.
They do.
Quick.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just shoot the. Again, I don't want any animals to die. But if you're gonna do it, make it quick. Make it quick on mm-hmm. film. Like we know it's a movie and it's
mm-hmm.
you know, but yeah.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was bad.
Do you know much about the little boy?
The little boy, the creepy little boy, mm-hmm. who's now apparently not an actor, but a lawyer.
Isn't that just an actor, though?
That's just an actor. They're like, I was a kid actor.
With steady pay.
I love that. Good for him. But mm-hmm. he is the creepiest little kid.
You think he'll be the bad guy?
I mean,
I guess he kind of is.
He's given Damien. Pardon me. How dare you?
Mm-hmm.
He's giving Damien from The Omen, mm-hmm. giving Malachi kind of from Children of the Corn.
Yeah.
Like he looks like a grown adult in a kid's body.
Uh-huh.
It's very creepy.
Now, question about those two, because I have not seen those two. I remember Damien and The Omen and Children of the Corn. How I remember Children of the Corn really scared people, but it's from like the 80s, right?
Yeah.
So have you watched that recently, and is it scary? Because sometimes I feel like actually the older ones are scarier.
Yeah, it depends. The Omen I watched for the first time maybe a couple mm-hmm. months ago. Super creepy.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good.
And that's that's like around the Ring, right, time?
No, that was...
That's older?
I think it was like 80s, 90s.
Okay.
Am I right, John?
John can check that out.
I can check it out. So the original Omen
80s?
Was 1976.
70s.
Oh, it is old. Yeah. So they just, but they kept doing them?
Well, there's a remake.
Because.
From 2006, which is around the time of The Ring.
Right.
So the, yeah.
And that's Damien.
That's Damien.
Okay.
It's all for you, Damien. Suicide. More suicides. Children of the Corn is campy.
Oh, okay.
And silly, but also...
Are they like siblings that sleep with each other?
Yes. And it's a lot of just like...
Because that's scary.
Kids
are scary.
Just on their own with no adults, and they're going to kill any adult that walks into the cornfield and stuff like that.
Mm.
It's been a minute since I've seen it, but...
That's fine. I didn't mean to put you on the spot
about all good.
A different movie.
It's all good, but it's a... Yeah, my mom would refer to my brother and I as children
of the corn.
Children of the Corn, come up for dinner.
Uh-huh, which means you're a killer.
Yeah, and I was like, okay. Well, she also called me a...
Or you were also in the Midwest, so didn't you just eat a lot of corn?
Yeah.
Could that have been it? Okay.
Maybe. I don't know, but I was like, she still does it to this day. And I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no wonder why I like horror movies so much, because even when I was like one, she called me a... Linda Blair, who is
Blair Witch,
the Exorcist.
Oh,
Linda Blair is the girl who does.
Oh, yes. It says spinny head.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a toddler. I'm having a tantrum.
Mm-hmm.
Refer to me as the Exorcist. Okay.
You were probably throwing up as well.
Probably.
I would like to think that's.
Yeah, my head does spin a little bit.
Is it really flexible?
Super flexible. Yeah. Like an owl, just
mm-hmm.
flip
mm-hmm.
around, but. Yeah, there weren't any owls in this movie, though. Just a lot of maggots.
Yeah, the video was disgusting.
Which, the maggots, I didn't see this when I watched it, but I was listening to a few podcasts about it. Because sometimes I, like, or especially with these kinds of movies, mm-hmm. I, like, miss stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I have to, like, go back and, like, I don't want to rewatch it. I want to hear someone else talk about it so I can pinpoint it. But they were saying that the maggots turn into dead bodies. In the video. And I was like...
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. There's like all these little things in that video that are so like... You're like, oh, I'm grossed out. I just mm-hmm. see
I kind of closed my eyes during the maggots. And there was a centipede at one point. I closed my eyes for that.
Those are gross.
Yeah. That was... I would say, though, it was a wild ride.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was interesting how the dad ended up killing himself.
Yes.
As well.
Which that scene was...
Crazy.
Horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
And also kind of excessive.
Did he do it just because they were talking about... Because what he did is he basically electrocuted himself in the bathtub. but with so many wires. Yeah, and I was so like, many VCRs.
I think
VCRs.
Could have done it with just one.
I think the one.
I think the one.
But
would
I think
have
he
it.
Was afraid it wasn't going to work. Like he really had to kill himself or something.
But he also used a horse.
Like yeah.
The what is the
thing? He did the bit off. Thing.
Yeah,
the bit.
Yeah,
that's right. He did do that. And
which I was like, why are you doing that? Is that was that because it was metal and it was like attached?
I guess.
I was like, are you?
I mean, he's the deadest I've ever seen.
Yeah,
I've never
he's seen. Very dead. As soon as he hit the switch.
Yeah.
Which honestly, that was kind of an interesting setup to have it on the switch.
Mm-hmm.
I was that's like, true. That's an interesting setup. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's where I was. I was like,
he's probably good at electricity and stuff.
He's like, he's pretty crafty. I was like, okay, look at you. Wow.
Yeah. You give me an extension cord. I'm like, what do I do with this?
I don't
he
know.
Knows.
He knows. He's got it. He's got, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. It's not nice. What is the extender or what is it there's a different word for
there's
it.
Like a the power strip
there it is yeah
power strip
look at
mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know you, yeah
I maybe know more than I think yeah and also there was one point where Samara says but my daddy doesn't know
yeah
and I don't know what that was referring to
yeah
have you seen the sequel
no yeah. I haven't seen the sequel I've heard the Ring 2, I've heard is okay. I heard that Rings, mm-hmm. which was a short yeah. film, but then it came out, I think, in, like, 2010-ish. Uh-huh. That one has, like, a 2% on, like, Rotten Tomatoes and shit. So that one's apparently really bad.
So Troll 2 is better than that.
Yes. Oh, always. Always and forever. Always and forever. And I'm making sure of it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so... that's kind of I kind of would like to see a 2% if I'm being honest.
Oh yeah.
Let me look up my notes real quick and make sure that I remembered all of my thoughts about The Ring.
The heavy blue tones in the film was very.
I liked it.
You liked it? Okay.
Did you? What were you gonna say? Pretend I didn't just say that.
That's okay. I it depends on the movie. Like I feel like you know Twilight.
I know. Maybe that's why I liked it.
That's,
it
reminded me
of Twilight. In Seattle, I feel like they have to do that.
Yeah, they wanted to do that because to give it like a more sickly feeling or whatever. But like, I don't know. I thought it was like way too much. I feel like they could have just toned it down just a hair.
They probably could have.
And it would have been worked just as fine.
Yeah.
But I think they obviously it did what it needed to do, but it was uncomfortable to look at.
Yeah.
So I think they did it. But yeah.
Twilight just made me think of vampires, which then just made me think of Interview with the Vampire, the TV show.
Oh.
Have you dabbled into that?
No, but I've heard about that.
The reason actually why I started it was because Justin Martindale on Just Saying said it was good. And so I had it on my list.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. And I've seen the movie.
Yeah. And like, it's good.
And it's good.
But
it's also like... They don't have enough time in the movie. And I was like, at first I was like, is this good? When I was watching the show, I was like, or is this just cheesy and I like it? And then I read enough other people saying, no, it's really good, that I can now say, no, it's actually really good.
You had to read?
Yeah, I need other people to make sure
to like really
I'm right.
Make sure you're like,
yeah, no, I'll change my opinion.
That's fair. No, same.
If they tell me to. Yeah.
It's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, you should watch that though, if you, because it's a fun, like, you know, before, but it's kind of like I don't know why you have to be guilty. It doesn't need to be a guilty pleasure. It can just be a pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah. I love those shows that, and even movies that are just like, you know, you're like, this might be good. This might be terrible, but I'm going to watch the whole thing.
And there's a lot of blood in this TV show, like so much blood.
That's. Wow. Okay.
You like that, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
You like blood,
right? You do horror at the store. You better like blood.
There actually, that's a great tie-in. There was not a lot of blood in this film.
No.
Or really any that much violence because it is PG-13.
Get out of here. Really?
Which is wild.
I guess, yeah. And what's kind of crazy about that is I was maybe 13 when I watched it and I thought I was too young. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's wild. I almost wish there was a little bit more. I wish they would have pushed it for R, because I'm curious what, you know, obviously we see the aftermath.
Yeah, what else do we need to see?
Of what Samara does, but, like, how does she do that?
Yeah.
And I would like to see the transition from, oh, you just looked, to you shriveling up and looking like
you want it all,
like a corpse,
sort of like a banana that goes bad.
Yeah,
that
I think
you,
I have a few in my apartment.
Think you can then use for banana bread?
At a certain point, you kind of can, but it's like if it's black, you don't.
Okay, I've never, because it seems like I've never made banana bread, but it seems like there is that thing of like, bring me your, some people, not a lot of people in my life say, bring me your old bananas, but I have had one person be like, bring me your old bananas.
Okay.
So, but there is a point where they're too old, you're telling me.
There is a point. Okay. The one in my apartment currently is the color of this chair.
Okay.
Yeah. So that might, you know, I think
be too old for anything.
A little past.
That's been Samarid.
Yeah.
Samarid. Yeah, it's a tough one.
It's a tough. Yeah. It's like we had trouble with, we're like.
Oh, yeah. Kubrick and Kubrick.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not easy.
It's not easy.
And I'm just trying to say everything right.
Yeah.
Do everything right.
And hey, you're doing a great job.
Thank you. Is the way I'm holding this okay?
You're doing great.
I feel like my posture's bad, but
I always think, thank you for reminding me also, because
but the chairs kind
it's
of
hard to, like, sit in them and like what to do and like,
yeah, and it's such a soft chair
backdrop, and you're like, backdrop, where did that come from? I don't
backstrap.
Know. Backstrap. So I didn't want to say this because I was looking up some trivia.
Please.
So, on the actual DVD, the curse video is available as an Easter egg. So you select look here and press down and your cursor will disappear. Press enter. This has an interesting feature. Your remote control is now disabled. Once the video has started playing, you can't stop, pause it, fast forward it, or return to the menu.
That's
unless you
horrible.
Turn off the TV. You're forced to watch the whole thing. When it's over, the DVD returns to the menu. Then you hear a phone ring twice
before
you're given control over your remote.
No. That's amazing. That's amazing. I mean, I hate that.
Yeah.
If it happened to me, but
I'd cry.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
But if you can't use your remote, can you not turn the TV off? Or can you not just fast forward or pause?
Saying you can't, right?
Yeah, it's saying you can't. How does it know? That's smart.
It must be able to disable the...
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
You would be able to, like it said, turn the entire TV off.
Yeah.
But maybe, yeah, you the DVD. It's wow. Yeah. That's really... That kind of makes me miss DVDs.
I love DVDs. That's great.
Because like you could get all that bonus content, and I miss owning something.
Yes,
like you know, it's mine.
Yeah,
it's my DVD. Mm-hmm. And even if I own something on iTunes, well, it's not even called that anymore. Whatever, like you buy it on Amazon, it's not mine.
Yeah,
that's I have like to have Wi-Fi. Cloud, it's in the cloud.
Like you want to have a DVD player, you want to physically put it in, you want to hit play, you want to watch those special features, you want to watch the director's commentary.
Exactly. That's so fun.
Yeah, it's insane. And they also they would just play it on TV, so they'd play the video of like with the maggots and stuff just randomly on TV.
Oh, as like a trailer. Like,
they wouldn't even tell about the movie. They just would play it, and no one would know for like months before the film. And they also put the VHS tapes on people's cars.
Wow.
And we're just like having people, so it was just they were running amok with this.
Wow.
In New York City, they were leaving them on the subway cars.
Yeah,
that's really cool. I mean, I think Barbie kind of did the same thing.
Yeah,
seems like with their marketing, it was everywhere.
It's not as terrifying.
No,
but still,
no.
You know, it's a lot more
I'm Ken. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm Ken. Yeah. But yes, that's really crazy. But I like a VHS. I was talking about how I just like a DVD. DVD's great, you know, because you have all the options of the director's cut and everything. But I do like a tangible VHS because you can just leave it on a subway. It's not going to get hurt.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You could throw it at a wall and it'll be okay.
I was walking down Sunset yesterday and I saw a Barney. It was white VHS Barney DVD. Not DVD. VHS.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a key attached to it. Like, that's the restroom key at a place. Isn't that
a good Barney episode, though? Like,
do you know that Mattel's going to make a Barney movie? So
I also heard they're making a Polly Pocket movie.
That's great, too.
I know. But
wow.
Right?
They're also making an Uno movie. What? It's getting out of hand. I don't know what an Uno movie is going to be about.
If it's not a horror, I feel like the
reverse.
If it, like a horror movie though, mm-hmm. with those things, like with like Monopoly, mm-hmm. make it into a horror movie somehow. That would be interesting. Instead of being it's a family friendly kids movie. Like, no, just screw us up.
I think they might, because Barbie wasn't really a kids movie.
Yeah.
So I think
very much
that was for adults. Yeah. So I think, because I think Barney is going to be like, what happened to Barney after Barney? I don't know.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, I think things are going to be dark.
It'll go full Winnie the Pooh the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And just like he turns into a serial killer mm-hmm. and the years after. And
that movie, what was that just called, Pooh or something?
Oh, Winnie the Pooh. Wait,
the horror Winnie the Pooh, one?
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. I believe we've been, John's been trying to get us to review it, and I want to still.
Yeah.
But I just, you know.
Wow.
Other movies come up, priorities.
Right, like The Ring.
Like The Ring. Mm-hmm. The Ring is a priority.
It's a classic.
It's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Also, something that was really uncomfortable in this movie for a lot of people, mm-hmm. according to being online and all the podcasts I was listening to.
Probably not for me.
The little boy calling his mom by the first name. Yeah.
I thought it was a great addition.
Yeah.
Because it was also showing like how... Because he kind of raised himself. They're very hard on a single mom.
Yeah. Do you think that was too extreme? Like how the little boy, like the character of like, yep, I'm making my own sandwich. Now I'm like your roommate. Oh, we have a funeral to go to. I picked out your dress.
I ironed zipper. It. He said something. It. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of liked it. Okay, I thought that was funny.
It added to his creepiness of art,
right? Like, he's an art, almost like an adult, and that was actually kind of what he was like in real life. Because mm-hmm. I guess he went to Harvard at like 13 or something crazy.
What the fuck?
He got his law degree, like really, really young.
Jesus.
So he was maybe improv. Honestly, he maybe did pick out her dress.
He's like, that outfit's trash.
Yeah,
those shoes don't match. Let me pick something.
And the wardrobe girl's like, girl. That's sexist. It could be a wardrobe person.
Yeah.
Also, what's the word I'm looking for, even? The costume. The costume designer.
Costume designer. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even remember what I was going to say, but just he probably was like, I've got this.
Yeah. No, I might be what, six?
Right.
But I know.
Well, because even at the end, she was like, you helped her. You shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. He's like, he's like, but you're safe now. He's like, no,
you actually released her.
And
I guess.
Yeah. Which again, that was like,
I don't really get it.
Confusing. And then like, oh, how do you contain her?
Yeah, because she came out of the she came out. So is she just out and about? Is she, you know, like taking cabs and.
Yeah. And then if all these people watched the video at the same time, like she's busy,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, like, is she killing all of them, like, at the same time?
She does, because she checks the time. They're 10 p.m.
10 p.m. So, like, how is she killing all of them at the same time? Like, that's, right. like, you know.
But she's just But how can she live in a well after dying?
Yeah. Also, I feel like she could... I mean, obviously, her body's down there, but, like, can she... I mean, I guess she does come up and...
She has to, but it's really not her body. It's, right? It's, like, more of her spirit. See, this is where...
Yeah, this is
where... And this is where I guess it doesn't end up scaring me. I see the faults.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
You see that the well topper, if there is a ring around it would have fallen in.
Right.
So exactly. It's like.
I did expect her to crawl up the well. What movie is that? Is that The Grudge?
No.
Isn't there like kind of a
scary. But that's like The Grudge. But like, I also know what you're talking about because I also remember a movie where. Someone with dark hair over their face crawled up something.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, I mean, I guess The Grudge does crawl like down the stairs.
Maybe that's it. Is it like all fours kind of?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking
of. Okay. But like, I remember an actual like well.
Yeah.
A lot of the podcasts also talked about how slow the movie is and how it's more of a thriller of just like, here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. And then you get to the end and you're like, we did it. We did it. We put, you know, Samara in, she's buried, you know, her spirit's free.
Yeah. She's finally loved.
Yeah. And then the ex-boyfriend, who's the father of the son, which I was like, oh, okay.
He's
It's like, I'd be a terrible father. He's like, okay, whatever. We don't really need to. I have a clipboard. Yeah. I'm six and I have a clipboard. I don't need you. I'm better than you. I make sandwiches, you know? But the dad's at his photo studio, mm-hmm. and the TV turns on, and that was honestly terrifying. I knew it was coming, but like it was way more scary to see it actually happen in that order.
And to come out right out of the TV. Yeah. And I think why this did scare me as a kid was I loved my TV.
Yeah.
And I didn't want anyone demonizing my TV.
Yeah, which they did in the beginning also too. They're like,
they were very hard on TVs. Little did they know screens were not going away. They're getting closer. And they're everywhere.
And they're worse.
They're way worse than what I had.
I can't see anymore.
No.
My eyes, the eye fatigue is bad.
I have been like having to, you know, the whole trombone joke as when people get older, they're like, oh, I'm playing trombone. But I haven't been having to do that. And I made my font bigger on my phone because I was noticing I was tensing like this.
Oh, God.
So I made it so like hopefully it relax my eyebrows a little bit if I make font bigger.
I feel that. I feel like I'm always doing this. I also don't know if I can, if I'm like need glasses or if I'm fine, because every time I go to the doctor, they're always like, you have 20/20 vision. I'm like, okay, but why is it blurry when I drive at night? But I'm like, maybe I just need them at night. But then they're like,
are you drinking? That could be it.
You know what, I have like 9 drinks before I drive every time, so that probably
is the reason.
Probably should settle down. I'm surprised I'm alive and I stay on the road.
Me too.
Yeah,
maybe you're a ghost and that's who's doing horror at the store.
You know what, no one's ever actually seen me out of the Comedy Store.
I haven't.
Yeah, shit, is this where I find out?
I mean, do ghosts know they're in a ghost? Yes, of course.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they
I'm trying to think of Casper.
Casper. He knew. But like I'm thinking of also like the paranormal shows I've watched.
Oh.
Sometimes they like the Ocean Gate people. Mm-hmm. They probably like will be, you know, if there's ghosts with that, if their spirits are, you know, they probably don't know what happened.
Well, and there's probably a lot down there.
Oh yeah,
a lot of spirits.
Yeah.
So, and there's not a normal human to say you're a spirit.
Yeah.
Okay. So if there's no lot living around you,
yeah,
that's how you don't know.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Marino.
Yeah.
Marino. Mm-hmm. Any final thoughts about The Ring?
You saying as a thriller kind of made sense why I maybe liked it more than I thought I would. Yeah. And it was kind of just a journalist trying to figure something out.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is, I can take this.
Yeah.
And I think Naomi Watts was really fun to watch. Mm-hmm. And I am sort of interested like to maybe watch the second one. Since Rings has 2%, like I can't. That makes me not want to keep going a little bit, but also does make me want to keep going.
Yeah.
Because it's so bad.
Yeah.
Well,
there's Ring 2 before Rings.
Right.
So, you know, you at least you have a film to like.
Do you think Ring 2, I mean, how do you?
I haven't seen it. I haven't heard anything about it. So that's, but I know there's a lot of like short films. And then the original Japanese film, I've heard that is...
That would probably be really scary.
Is terrifying. I think the person who directed this, if I read it correctly, he bought the rights to write the American version like as soon as he saw it in theaters.
Wow. So
they've been working about it. He's like, this is going to be insane. Mm-hmm. And besides it, in 2017, Ring was the largest opening of a...
Wow. Like a horror or scary?
No, what's when there's a movie and then you adaptation? No.
Oh, a remake.
Yeah, remake. Yeah, is the largest remake in history, and then it surpassed it. So that's why you got all those remakes in the early 2000s.
Right, like The Grudge.
Yeah, like The Grudge.
More.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, I really liked it, and I feel very, like, strong. I conquered my fear of The Ring, and I'm so fine.
Yeah, you did it.
I did have to watch a lot of Golden Girls after.
Okay.
Like I did say, I wasn't scared. I mean, I wasn't, it's not that I was scared, it's just I got scared that I would get scared.
Okay.
Which is enough.
Yeah, you kind of, like, psyched yourself.
I psyched myself.
Yeah.
And I was fine when I was in my bedroom, but it was when I had to go to the bathroom that I was like,
because you don't know what's going to be in the bathroom. No. You don't know if that plumbing is going to be plumbing. Yeah.
So, and there, you know, the hair, my own hair in the drain.
Yeah.
I don't, it's yeah. mine.
I don't know if you're like, going to pull something out of your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had, that was bothersome when she was pulling, that was maybe the worst part.
Yeah.
When she was pulling the hair out of her, out of the mouth.
It wasn't, I thought it was hair. It was the,
oh, you're right. It was the little thing that that they put on her, like a,
when you're
psychiatric patient,
and like they put the little sticky things on you with the wires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what that was. But it definitely looked like hair.
Yeah. I thought it, yeah. Time. I think the grudge did more hair than that. So that's why those two usually get intermixed and stuff. Mm-hmm. Also, one more thing, the ring can also be, it could be, you know, the ring that you see on top of like the video and stuff and under the well, or it could be the phone.
Yes, I like that. That's smart. That's fun. I did, you know, I know it was a lot of supernatural, but I was like, how's she getting on the phone?
Yeah.
How's she knowing everybody's numbers?
Yeah. And then like you see her room and I'm like,
yeah,
with the world's tallest ladder.
Tallest ladder way up high up there. Yeah, and I didn't see a phone in there, so I don't know how she's called. I do like that there's a phone right here,
Thank
though.
Thank you. It's real.
It is, but it's connected. Not.
You have 7 days.
There's a, oh God. You should get a little voice thing that when a guest picks it up, it says 7 days.
Yeah, that's 7 days.
That's funny. You should do that. Work on that.
I'll do that. Okay. I'll do that. I'll see if, you know, with the upcoming changes with the podcast, if we could get maybe some money for it.
That'd be great.
That'd be amazing. Mm-hmm. So out of 10, what do you think?
Like, and for me personally, like, you know, this was a 5.
Okay.
Just like, because I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
But it's not for me.
Yeah.
So it's a 5-er.
Yeah.
I'm sure in like, it, like to me, The Shining was so much better.
Yeah.
And that's maybe a dumb thing to say, but I just mean like that is a little bit more for me than The Ring, but I still was totally, I was cared. I mean, I Googled after.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh my God. Yeah.
I, you know, I was scared to go to the bathroom. So
just, that's, you know, that's,
so it worked.
Yeah. It did and what you it, also like your childhood fear, you
conquered it.
And it's also, it's, I think it's almost better that you're like, you know what? It wasn't that scary. And
oh, so much better.
And it's so that's, you know, a 5.
I'm healed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Therapy, full circle.
I know. Once again.
Wow. I will also say a 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it a lot. I do think it was really slow. And I think we needed to see a little bit more of like the backstory with the mom and have those like little things.
Yeah.
You know, and I would have loved to see what Samara actually does to people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. Oh, well.
You can hope it's answered in The Rings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not, but, you know, probably really terrible. But, you know.
Yeah.
So is life.
That's all we got.
So is everything. That's okay.
You can't have it all answered.
You can't. Mm-hmm. You can't. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, Macy.
Katie.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
You're a delight.
Thank you. So you feel like out of 10, this podcast.
Oh, this
podcast. This episode.
This episode? This is a solid 10.
Is it?
That's a solid 10.
Okay,
yeah.
I mean, we'll see what listeners think, but I mean, you know. But from you, that means a lot.
You know, you're always so fun to be on. And I would be honest. I would have been like, this is like a 3.
Oh, okay. You know, yeah, I'm sure you'd be honest.
Yeah. I'd be like, this is a 3. This is the worst thing I've ever done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But like, no.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. It's also like, if you had said 9, I think that it would have, you know, given me room to grow.
Okay.
And I like that you didn't give me room to grow. You're saying like, nope. You're good as you are.
Don't change a thing.
Don't change.
Honestly, just stop.
You've reached your limit.
You've reached your limit. I think you've peaked. And this is all downhill from here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've seen it here.
This my is peak. It. This is your peak. I love that. I love that I was here for that.
You know what's good about the peak, though, is you know how people talk about how it's downhill from there as if it's bad? I prefer going down.
Yeah.
Easier.
Yeah. Easier. It's easier. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can slide.
That's right. Just sit down. Go down on a skateboard.
I love that. That'd be really fast.
It would be fast.
I'm picturing like a really steep hill, but that's...
Yeah, and I guess really steep is hard to go down, but I'd rather go down than up something steep.
Yeah. Obviously.
Right.
It's foolish of me. Oh, my God. Well, again, thank you so thank much you for being here. Me. And now's the time where you plug all your things.
Oh, well, you can follow me on Instagram at Macy Isaacs, MacyEyisAacs. Come see me do a show. I'm posting about it there. Yeah.
Do all the fun shows.
Mm-hmm.
You're amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And guys, thank you so much for watching. And if you see a videotape on your car,
mm-hmm.
throw it away. Don't watch it.
Or just use it to put a key on for a public restroom.
Yes. Especially
because no one will lose it, even though someone put it on Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah. Honestly, I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Guys, we will see you next time. Bye.
Thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft Studio Gear. You can find all their cool gear at filmcraftla.com or on Instagram at filmcraftla.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Save big money on Procter & Gamble products now through February 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.